Well, here's a concern going forward. The attack on capitalism. You know, you've got these people who want this big reset, this whole redefine the economic systems of the world. Get rid of capitalism. It's not fair. It cheats people, which is garbage, of course. Free markets have created more free people than any other single mechanism in world history. Free markets equal free people, free thoughts, free exchange. Austin Bannon here is a senior policy analyst in employment at Americans for Prosperity. Austin, thank you for being here.
Yes, thank you for having me.
So you say there's new laws out there making the side hustle, having a second job, doing something under the table, that sort of thing, could become a thing of the past. I don't want that to become a thing of the past. Tell me about it.
Well, thank you for having me. And unfortunately, you're right. You're bringing up something that, especially in this time frame in our history with the pandemic and a lot of issues going on across the state, we actually have a movement in many places to make it harder to be an independent worker, to provide for your family in a flexible environment that many people need. Of course, we have a lot of people dealing with children and other family situations that make it harder for traditional work. I know states like Michigan, for instance, where there's a lot of challenges for people to keep their businesses open. There's restrictions from government and reduced employment. And as people try to fight to make a living for their family.
Well, sure. As we go into Thanksgiving here, 250,000 people that work in restaurants will be on the unemployment rolls this week that were not last week because they've shut down the restaurants around Michigan. It could be a bigger number than 250,000 because according to the Restaurant Association here, 6,000 restaurants across Michigan might not make it till the end of the year. 6,000 could go permanently dark. It's unbelievable. But you've also got this moving afoot to end the right to work laws in Michigan and elsewhere, strengthen unions, make it a requirement that people get into a union to have a job again, which is so 1950s, I can't stand it. And that would kill the side hustle. You know, some guy that's working on the side, you know, swinging a hammer, doing some work, whatever it might be, right?
Absolutely. And so with Americans for Prosperity, we're just launching what's going to be a multi-year campaign to help independent workers speak their story and try to protect and improve laws. We're calling it Work Your Way. And this is absolutely what you're discussing. It's an independent livelihood. It's the flexibility people are looking for. And one of the states that I think a lot of people around the country have heard about, often for other issues as well, of course, but California, they instituted an AB 5 law at the beginning of this year. And other than a number of professions that received exemptions, people there are completely undermined from providing this independent work. There's new strict standards that make these relationships, basically impossible. And this is something that could happen in other states. And it's
so they kill the gig economy is what you're saying. Somebody who wants to just jump in their car, their own property, use a system designed by somebody else to arrange for them to use that piece of equipment to make money, which is what Uber and Lyft are, right? Here's your private equipment. There's a way to arrange appointments with possible clients, whatever that equipment might be, a car, a boat, an RV. There's all sorts of things out there now, right? Uber and Lyft, very well known. Also, DoorDash and these other companies that would, you know, use your private equipment to deliver food or deliver medicine, whatever it may be. You can't do that anymore because now you're an employee and therefore the person that created the appointment system, the software so that people could hook up with customers, that puts the onus on them to supply health care and benefits and all this other stuff. They're just supplying a service. These people are not employees. They're using the service for a fee to go do business, right? That's what they're doing.
Absolutely. You know, the advantages of a large company to be able to reach customers, that's something that's difficult for independent workers. And these digital marketplace platforms are the kind of way that they can reach those customers. And it's what's maybe surprising to a lot of people, there's around 15 or 20 million people that are independent contractors for their primary source of income. But about 60 million people actually do some sort of freelance work. And you've mentioned it, you know, a side hustle, a gig worker. Maybe somebody only does it a few hours a month. Maybe they do it for, you know, half of their income. But there are tens of millions of people that do this kind of work. It's not just delivery drivers. It's people that, are doctors, lawyers. They work in the healthcare industry. There are individuals like tutors, for instance, or someone taking care of children at home for a family. In some states, in some situations, you're actually put on the line as a family to have to hire that person as an employee based on strict independent contracting laws. Because they'll argue, well, you're setting the hours. You have certain demands of how your children might be.
Right. Yeah, and that's how it's defined. I've been through this. What defines an employee and what's an independent contractor? If you set hours and there are expectations and so forth, I mean, I've been through this with my accountant, you know, because we have some 1099 people that we work with and we have some employees we work with. And it's very strict. He said, you know, if you don't follow this, you can get jammed up pretty good. So that's pretty concerning. Austin Bannon here, senior policy analyst, Americans for Prosperity. So let me ask you something. In California, do they just have the old unionized cabs then? You know, the nice thing about Uber and Lyft, the cars are always nice because people get graded. And if you don't get graded well, people won't call your number, right? But if your car is nice and you take care of people, the old unionized cabs in New York City or Chicago or L.A., yikes. The cabs are dirty. It's, you know, the car runs bare. It's just, the driver's not friendly. Doesn't matter, right? Doesn't matter. The friendly cab drivers were always in Vegas because they're always hustling for a tip. But is that what California has returned to, the old standby cab system, which is not nearly as good?
No, you're right. It's there's this effort to kind of break a system that's really been working for people. The amount of times I've taken a ride-sharing service compared to what I used to do with cabs, I mean, it's such a superior service. Now, there was a Proposition 22 ballot measure that actually shows that Californians, as voters, don't feel the way that their lawmakers do. This measure actually passed by about a 60-40 margin, and what it actually does is create a partial independence for these workers. So it means these workers are no longer a part of the AB 5 law, but in return for having some flexibility of setting their hours, there are actually new mandates to provide health subsidies. There's new hourly regulations. There's minimum wage regulations where some pay is provided while the driver is idle.
Proving once again, we need less government. Yep. Just proving we don't need this government interference. People are creative. They created Airbnb and Uber and Lyft and all sorts of things out there because they fill a need and they do it well and they're efficient about it, which saves you money and me money and time and effort. Anyhow, Austin, greatly appreciate you being here. I hope that California, don't Californicate America, please. Austin Bannon, senior policy analyst, Americans for Prosperity. Thank you for being here.
Yes, thanks for your time.
There you go. Yes, please do not Californicate America. Let it be. All right. Greatly appreciate your support there. Coming up, how easy is it to hack a voting machine? Very difficult. Almost impossible. Couldn't happen, says Dominion. We'll have the professor from the University of Michigan here in a video you don't want to miss. Don't go anywhere. It's the Steve Gruber Show. You'll hear it all right here in the No Panic Zone on a Monday. At GrillaGrills.com, Black Friday is all month long. Right now, purchase one of our Real Wood Pellet or Kamado grills, and you'll get some awesome gifts for free. Come into our Holland showroom. You'll take home even more gifts and have a chance to win up to $1,000 in prizes. Grilla Grills is family-owned, veteran-run, and a Michigan business. Stay out of the big box stores this holiday season and get the quality and customer service that only Grilla Grills can offer. Skip the stress of holiday shipping delays and get some free gifts in the process at GrillaGrills.com. That's G-R-I-L-L-A Grills.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, the most powerful voice for business in Michigan.
I'm Rich Studley with the Michigan Chamber. We represent about 5,000 employers who employ over a million Michigan residents. At times like this, employees and employers have questions. We're your trusted source of information. Please visit the Michigan Chamber's website at michamber.com for the timely and accurate information you need to stay in business and to keep Michigan moving forward.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.
DTE believes that leaders do what's right, not what's easy. So we're building the largest wind and solar installations in the state and using cleaner natural gas. And over the next 10 years, we'll triple renewables and cut carbon emissions in half. We're committed to a future where affordable, reliable energy doesn't contribute to climate change. Because to lead, we have to do what's right. Learn more at dtecleanenergy.com. DTE. What's the easiest way to switch to 100% clean energy? Enroll in DTE's My Green Power program. Anyone can sign up and choose the percentage of renewable energy to use. My Green Power is one of the biggest voluntary programs in the country, and you can join today. No installation, no long-term commitment, and the fastest way to help speed Michigan to a clean energy future. Visit migreenpower.com today. DTE.